It's 8:30 in the morning as Kate Beekman slips on her prettiest dress, carefully combs her hair as...
Ma?
I brushed off your dancing shoes.
Oh, thanks.
And pressed your shorts and halter.
Oh, you didn't have to do that, Ma.
Well, they were wrinkled being in the drawer so long. And I kept your breakfast warm.
Ma...
Now, there's plenty of time, honey. Your audition's at 10 o'clock. Now, that's almost an hour. Oh, your dress looks nice, dear.
Oh, thanks. Are my stockings straight?
Mm-hmm. Sure you don't want me to go with you?
Oh, Ma, I'd like to have you, but I'm already nervous.
Yes, you are. Why, honey?
Oh, because... Well, it's so important. If I get the job, it'll mean a lot to all of us.
Yes, but... Well, I've never heard you say... Listen to Skippy.
I think I know who's at the door. I'll go, Ma.
Morning, Kate.
Officer McInerney.
Gee, that's a pretty dress.
Thank you.
Hey, so this is Skipper.
Yes.
Hey, we're going to get you a dog tag, young fella. Look, he's excited. Oh, hello, Mrs. Beekman.
Hello, Jay. I didn't recognize you out of uniform.
Oh, everybody's dressed up this morning, including Skipper when we get his dog tag.
Huh? Oh, I forgot to tell you, Ma. Jay offered to take Skipper to get his dog tag and register him.
You oh, and Jay, Skipper. It isn't far, and we can walk if you like. It's a beautiful morning.
I thought it was going to rain.
Oh, well, maybe a little cloudy. To tell the truth, I hardly noticed, but you better take your raincoat, Kate. Be ashamed to get that pretty dress wet. Don't worry, Miss Beekman. If it starts raining, we'll duck in the subway.
Oh, Jay, I'm awfully sorry. I can't go with you and Skipper.
Can't go?
Well, I'm going to be auditioned for a job.
Oh. Oh, audition. Well, that sounds like a dancing job.
Yes.
Well, that's fine, Kate. Where?
I'll get it through the Powers Agency.
Yeah?
They book entertainment. Miss Powers is going to give me the audition.
Well, that's wonderful.
I'm awfully sorry I can't go with you.
Oh, I understand.
At least sit down for a cup of coffee. I'll pour you a cup, too, honey.
No, thanks, Ma.
Now, there's plenty of time.
I just don't want any, Ma. I do have to get ready. You excuse me, Jay?
Sure, Katie. Run along, get ready.
Want a cup of coffee, Jay?
Hmm? I beg your pardon, Miss Beekman?
You want some coffee?
Oh, no, thanks. I think I'll be going.
Well, you don't have to hurry.
Well, well, thanks just the same. Come on, let's go, Skipper. You got a leash for him?
Yes, here on the table. Can't you take him tomorrow? Kate probably won't be busy then.
Well, I'd like to, but this is my day off. I guess I should have phoned before I came over, but, well, I thought it was definite.
Oh, Kate should have phoned you. Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Yes, oh, my. I mean, because I'd like to show Kate where to take him and all. Here, hold still, Skipper. I'll have him back in an hour, Miss Beekman.
Jay.
Yes, ma'am?
Don't they have regulations about, well, about minors working in nightclubs?
Yes, ma'am, state laws. Kate going to work in a nightclub?
I don't know. I don't even know if her father and I'll give her permission.
Of course, that's up to you and Ed, but they enforce those laws, Mrs. Beekman. And Kate's a level-headed girl.
Mm. She's so young.
Almost 20. I happen to remember her birthday. Like I say, it's up to you, Mrs. Beekman, but... well, Kate's wise beyond her years. I wouldn't worry about her.
I wouldn't, if she wouldn't.
What?
Kate's worried. Something's bothering her.
No, probably just worried about the audition.
Yeah, maybe, but it's just not like her.
Okay, Skipper. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Beekman. I'll take a rain check on that coffee.
I'm almost ready, Ma. Has Jay gone?
Yes, he took Skipper. Here, I poured you some orange juice.
Ma,
you can drink it while you finish dressing. And I want you to. You didn't eat a bite of breakfast.
I'm sorry, Ma. I just can't drink it. I'm not hungry.
You feel all right, Katie?
Of course.
Do you, honey?
Why, yes. Do I look all right?
Honey, I don't like to pick on you. But is something wrong, Katie?
What could be wrong? There, I'm all ready. I look okay?
Pretty as a picture. Here's your halter and shorts.
My shoes.
Here, I'll get your raincoat.
Oh, never mind, Ma. I don't need it. Oh, it has started to rain.
It's raining hard.
I wish it hadn't. I hope Jay doesn't get wet.
He's such a nice young man.
Mm.
You should have told him you couldn't go.
Yes, I know I should have, but with this on my mind.
Huh?
The audition. What else?
Oh.
Will you get my raincoat while I wrap these up, please, Ma?
Meanwhile, at the entrance to the coffee shop next to Perry Mason's office building...
Come on, hurry, Della. It's really starting to rain.
I am hurrying.
Here, I'll get the door.
There's nothing like a foot race to work up an appetite. Here's a table.
All right.
It's awful crowded. We may be late at the office.
Oh, Della, phone the secretarial service, will you, first thing?
Uh-huh.
We need some clerical help since Kate Beekman won't be coming to work.
Oh, I wish she had.
Well, yes, so do I, but she's a dancer. You can't blame her.
Well. Good morning, Mason, Miss Street.
Oh, hi. Good morning, Dr. Hill.
Hello, Tom.
Mind if I join you?
No. Sit down.
You're looking well, my dear.
Is that a compliment or a professional opinion?
My opinion as a man and as a doctor.
Careful, he'll charge you professional service.
I'll give you the special rate. You people ordered yet?
No, not yet. Toast and coffee for me.
Not me. I want bacon and eggs.
Now, that's what you should have, Perry. A good breakfast is important.
Oh, here's the waitress. I have tomato juice, please, and some scrambled eggs and bacon.
All right.
I'll have the same.
Make my toast and coffee, and bring my coffee now, please.
Yes, seriously, Mason, you should start the day with a good breakfast.
Is that your professional opinion?
Definitely. Want to pay me now or later?
Oh, send a statement.
I'll deliver it in person. As a matter of fact, I was going to drop by your office anyhow.
Oh, well, just ask Miss Street here for an appointment.
Yes, sir. Mr. Mason's fee depends on the nature of the case and the financial status of the client.
You'll go easy on old Doc Hill, won't you? I should say, poor old Doc Hill.
We went over your income tax return for you last year, remember?
Yes, so you did. I also remember the fee you charged me. You don't look so well, Perry.
What?
You'd better drop in for a checkup.
I just want to get even.
I'll get my hooks, I'll get you in my office someday, and when I do... I'm just kidding myself. You're healthy as a horse.
Thanks.
Don't mention it.
Do you really want an appointment, Dr. Hill?
Why get an appointment when I can talk to your boss over a cup of coffee?
Oh, sorry. Can't give advice outside my office.
Well, you can tell me this.
Nope, not a chance. All my, instruments are upstairs.
No kidding, Perry.
Who's kidding? What's on your mind, Tom?
I rather hate to tell you after all this horsing around about money. Remember that girl you asked me to examine as she was in the hospital as the result of an accident?
Yes, of course, Kate Beekman. We were just talking about... Why, what about her?
Was she or her mother displeased with me for some reason?
Hmm? Oh, no, Tom. They were crazy about you. They... Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. They didn't say anything to me. Della, did you hear Kate or Audrey mention that?
No. Why?
Well, I told Miss Beekman to phone my office for an appointment after she got out of the hospital.
Oh, Audrey didn't tell me.
No, I didn't tell her mother. But I did tell the girl. When she didn't phone, I assumed she'd gone to someone else. This puts me in a delicate ethical position.
You don't feel like phoning them?
Oh, I'd rather not. They might feel I was trying to, drum up business.
Well, if you think it's important, I can mention it to them.
Funny, I don't understand why Kate didn't mention it. She didn't say a word. Well, maybe you didn't tell her.
Oh, yes.
Well, I mean, perhaps you meant to, but...
No, Miss Street. I'm positive I asked her to come in when I read those x-rays.
I thought she was okay after the accident.
She tell you that?
Yes.
Now, I want to see her, Perry, and when you mention it to him, you might let him know there'll be no further charge. My fee in the hospital will cover this, too.
You never sent me a statement.
Oh? Well, that's a horse of another color.
Well, send me one.
Too late now. A statute of limitations or something. That girl's a dancer, isn't she?
Yes, she hasn't been dancing since her accident.
I know. You won't forget to get in touch, Mason. I want to see that girl as soon as possible.
You heard Dr. Hill express his concern over Kate Beekman. You know that Kate is worried, too. Kate's secret and very real reason for being worried is going to be disclosed in the very near future. So, by all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?